Track 3. Types of scam. This guide covers some of the most common types of scam, ways to spot them, and what to do next. You can hear more about each later on this track. Doorstep scams. Scammers may knock on your door, pretending to be people they're not, in order to get money out of you. Mail scams. You may receive posts containing false claims or offers that try to steal your money. Phone scams. Scammers could ring up and try to get your personal information or persuade you to buy products you don't need. Email and online scams. You may receive emails or come across fake websites pretending to be legitimate or trying to tempt you with fraudulent offers. Relationship scams. Some scammers try to earn your trust by forming a pretend relationship in order to get money from you. Identity theft. Scammers may try to get hold of your personal details and use them to access your savings or run up debts in your name. Investment and pension scams. Scammers may try to steal your pension, perhaps by offering seemingly attractive but fraudulent investment opportunities.
Doorstep scams. Doorstep scammers often target older people, so it's a good idea to know what to look out for. A scammer may knock on your door and pretend to be a trader, charity collector, or simply in need of help. They may seem polite and friendly, but that doesn't mean you can trust them. Things to watch out for. Traders who say they've noticed something wrong with your property that they can fix. People who come to your door claiming to be police officers or bank staff and ask to see your PIN or your bank cards. The real police and bank staff would never come to your house and ask for this information. Pushy sellers who say they have large discounts, time-limited offers, or only a few items left. People who claim to be from gas and electricity companies but don't have an official ID badge. Deliveries of any goods or products that you didn't order. Charity collectors who seem pushy or can't supply a registered charity number. You can check details with the Charity Commission. Their contact details are on track 5. People who ask to come into your home because they say they need help, for example, to use your phone, or because they feel unwell or want to use the toilet. What to do? You don't have to open the door to anyone you don't know. If you do, always think stop, lock, chain, and check. Stop. Are you expecting anyone? Lock. If not, lock any other outer doors before answering the front door, as some scammers may work together. Chain. Put the door chain on, but remember to take it off again if people with a key, like a carer or cleaner, need to be able to get in. Look through the window or peephole to see who's there. Check. Ask for an identity card and examine it carefully. If you're still unsure, phone the company the person says they're from. Get the number from a bill or your phone book. Don't worry about leaving someone waiting. If they're who they say they are, they won't mind. If you're being pressured or feel unsafe, contact friends, family, or the police. Good to know. Do you get uninvited posts advertising products and services? For example, pizza delivery flyers, or leaflets advertising local businesses. This is junk mail, and while these can be irritating, they aren't always scams. For more information, listen to Mail Scams, which is next on this track. More top tips to avoid doorstep scams. Never buy from doorstep sellers. Ask for a no cold caller sign from your local council or get a printable version online and put it on the front door or in the window. Set up a password with your utility providers to be used by anyone they send round so you can be sure they're genuine. Don't be embarrassed to say no or ask people to leave. Never sign anything on the spot. Take the time to think about any offer, even if it seems genuine. Where home improvements are concerned, it's always best to get several written quotes before deciding. Don't accept deliveries of anything you didn't order that's addressed to you. If you accept them without realizing, contact the company they were sent from or the local police. Never hand over your bank cards, cash, jewellery, or any other valuable items to anyone claiming to be from the police or from your bank. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Good to know. For ways to check someone's credentials or to report a scam, listen to Track 4. Who to contact? If you've been scammed on your doorstep, ring Citizens Advice and let them know. They'll then pass your report on to Trading Standards. If you suspect you've been scammed, contact Action Fraud. To check if someone is genuinely from your phone, energy or water supplier, call up using the number on your latest bill. To check if a charity is officially registered, contact the Charity Commission. In Northern Ireland, contact the Charity Commission Northern Ireland. Contact details for all of those organisations can be found on Track 5. Dial 999 in an emergency or 101 if you're not in immediate danger and want to report the incident. Jan, who's 80, said, "After I lost £400 to a doorstep scam, my local Age UK came and placed no cold callers stickers on my door and window. I haven't been bothered since." Next steps. Refer to our guide, Staying Safe, for more information about rogue traders and staying safe at home.
Mail scams. Mail scams are sent by post and may be addressed to you directly by name. They contain fake claims or offers that are designed to con you out of your money. It's not always easy to control what people send you, but you can control your response. What to watch out for? Lotteries or prize draws claiming you've won a fortune. These often look legitimate with barcodes or ID numbers. The letter will ask you to pay an administration fee, buy a product, or call a premium rate phone number to claim your winnings. Bills from companies you don't use. If you receive a bill from a provider and you're not sure if you have an account with them, find the company's contact details in the phone book or online and ask them. Don't use any contact information that's listed on the bill, as it'll likely be set up by the scammer. Psychics and clairvoyants who claim to have seen something in your future. Pyramid investment schemes, which ask you to pay a fee and recruit friends or family to get a return on your investment. People asking for money because of unfortunate circumstances, like illness or poverty. Letters from a solicitor about an unclaimed inheritance, often from a relative overseas that you've never heard of. What to do? Reject. If you receive a letter you think is a scam, ignore it and throw it away. Never reply. Report. Join the Scam Marshal Scheme. You send them your scam mail so they can catch criminals. You can find out more on the Friends Against Scams website. Ignore. Don't call any premium rate phone lines. These numbers start with 09 and calls can cost up to £4 per minute. Verify. If you're unsure, check the details of the organisation or solicitor. Opt out. Try to avoid being added to mailing lists. For example, when you register to vote, tick the box to opt out of the edited register, also known as the open register, as this can be used to send unsolicited marketing mail. Reduce. Register with the mailing preference service. This will stop many direct mailing companies from contacting you, but not all of them. Who to contact? Tell Royal Mail if you think you've received scam mail and send it to them with a covering letter. Report details of overseas scams to the Citizens Advice Consumer Service. Contact the Solicitors Regulation Authority if you get a letter from a solicitor and aren't sure it's genuine. They can tell you if the solicitor's firm is registered and check a list of reported scams on their website. In Northern Ireland, contact the Law Society of Northern Ireland. Contact details for all those organisations can be found on Track 5.
Phone scams. Scammers often try to trick people over the phone, so be wary of uninvited or unexpected calls. And remember, you can always hang up the phone if someone's making you feel uncomfortable. What to watch out for? Calls, supposedly from your bank or the police, about fraudulent use of your bank cards or bank account. Scammers might ask for your PIN and tell you to give your bank card to a courier. Neither your bank nor the police would ever do this. Calls from someone claiming to be undercover police, saying that they're investigating a member of staff at your bank and asking for your card details. The police would never ask you to help in an investigation like this. Pushy sales calls or investment opportunities that seem too good to be true. Calls about your computer or mobile phone. The person calling may say your device has a virus and ask you to download software to fix it. This is actually spyware, an unwanted program that runs on your computer and can give scammers access to all your online information. Be wary of any cold calls or texts from strange numbers offering products or services, such as pension or debt management. Calls claiming to be about correcting your council tax band or giving you a council tax rebate. Your council would never call you about a rebate out of the blue. Calls asking you to pay to renew your membership of the Telephone Preference Service or TPS. The service is free, and calls asking you to pay for it are scams. Find the Telephone Preference Service contact details on Track 5. Calls that seem to be genuine because the caller has information about you. Just because someone knows your basic details doesn't mean they're legitimate. These details can include your name, address, your mother's maiden name, and even your direct debits. Texts asking you to follow a link to fix a problem with one of your accounts or to track a parcel. These links will often take you to fake websites and get you to log in, which scammers can then use to access your information. Bob, who's 78, said, "I installed a call blocking system which has almost stopped all nuisance calls." Good to know. A cold call is a phone call out of the blue from a company or person you've never dealt with before, usually trying to sell you something. They aren't always scams, but they can be irritating. What to do? Say no. Ignore a caller that asks you for personal information, such as your PIN, or tells you that your computer has a virus. A genuine organisation will never ask you for these details over the phone, in an email, or in writing. Report any scams. Forward unwanted texts to 7726 for free, so your mobile phone provider can flag potential scams. Check the line. Be aware that scammers can keep your phone line open even after you've hung up. Use a different phone. Call someone you know first to check the line is free, or wait at least 10 to 15 minutes between calls to make sure that any scammers have hung up. Use an answer phone. You can use an answer phone on your landline or voicemail on your mobile to screen your calls. Check your calls. Get a caller ID device to see who's calling, but be aware that some scammers appear as a legitimate number, for example your bank or utility company. Try call blocking. Some phones have call blocking features to stop unwanted calls. If yours doesn't, you can use a separate call blocker. Some blockers come pre-programmed with known nuisance numbers, and some allow you to add numbers to that list when you get a nuisance or scam call. You can buy call blockers from various retailers, and some local authorities provide them. Cut the cold calls. Join the free telephone preference service, TPS. Their contact details can be found on track 5. This should cut the number of cold calls you receive, though it won't necessarily block all scammers. TPS has a service to stop cold calls to mobile phones too. Go to their website or text TPS and your email address to 85095 to register. Call the company. If you get a phone call from an organisation asking you for personal information, contact the company directly using a known email or phone number to check the call is legitimate. Avoid links. If you've received a text asking you to follow a link, don't click on it. If you'd like to check if the text is genuine, contact the company directly, either using their official website or phone number, and inquire about your account that way. Who to contact? Contact Action Fraud to report a scam. Contact details can be found on track 5. Contact your bank if you receive a call about your bank account or credit card that concerns you. You can call the centralised number 159 to be connected to them, or call the phone number on the back of your bank card. Call, text or go online to TPS to register with its service. Contact details on track 5. There's a free call blocker to stop scam and nuisance calls available to those identified as most vulnerable by a doctor, trading standards officials or local councils. Report a scam WhatsApp user by opening the chat with the user you want to report, tapping on their name and then tapping Report Contact. Next steps. Ask your landline provider about what call blocking services they provide. These are normally free to customers.
Email and online scams. Things like email and online shopping can make our lives a lot easier, but they also create opportunities for criminals. Digital scams are becoming increasingly common and sophisticated, so it's a good idea to know how to keep yourself safe. What to watch out for? Keep an eye out for fake websites. These often look like a trusted organization's real website to get you to give personal information. For example, you could get an email claiming to be from your bank, which directs you to a fake website and asks you to enter your account details. A genuine organization will never contact you out of the blue to ask you for your PIN or full password. Any emails from abroad asking for money. It may appear to be a stranded friend or relative asking for help, but is actually a scammer who has broken into, hacked, that email address. Or it could be an email asking you to transfer a sum of money abroad in return for a larger reward later. Emails with attachments, as some attachments contain viruses that infect your computer. These could be from someone you know, but their account may have been hacked. Fake tax refund emails, which claim to be from HM Revenue and Customs, HMRC, offering you a tax refund if you enter your details. The real HMRC would never email to give you a tax refund. This is a common scam, and many people have had money stolen. Fake invoice emails that appear to be from companies you deal with regularly, or even a solicitor, and can seem genuine. What to do? Strong password. Always create a strong password for any online accounts, as this will help prevent your account being hacked. Your email account is a gateway to lots of other accounts, so always use a password you don't use for anything else. Ignore attachments. Don't open any attachments to an email unless you know they're safe. Leave the links. Don't click on any links within emails that claim to direct you to your bank, utility company, or HMRC. Instead, always search for the website yourself. Check the web address. Secure websites should always start with https://. /. The S stands for secure. You should also look out for a padlock symbol next to the web address, but don't trust a padlock on the actual web page. Report and delete. Report scam emails to the government's suspicious email reporting service at report@phishing.gov.uk, where phishing is spelt P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, and then make sure you delete the scam email. Don't reply. Never reply to scam emails, even to say no. This will let the scammer know that your email address is active, and they'll send you more emails. Double check. If you get an unexpected request for payment from someone claiming to be a trusted organization, look up their official phone number and give them a call to check. Filter junk. Check your email account is set up to filter junk or spam mail. This may help remove some suspicious emails from your box automatically. Stay virus-free. Make sure you have antivirus software installed on your computer to protect it from viruses. Also, take the time to install the built-in security measures that most internet browsers offer. Check your preferences. When shopping online, you may be asked if you want to receive emails from the company. Make sure you tick or untick the correct box. You can also unsubscribe from any mailing list you've joined. Trust your instincts. If an online offer looks too good to be true, then it probably is. Be suspicious of prices that are unusually low. Do your research. Only use retailers you trust. For example, ones that have been recommended to you. If you're buying an item made by a major brand, you can often find a list of authorized sellers on its official website. Use secure payment methods. Always use the secure payment methods recommended by trusted online retailers. Who to contact? If criminals have gained access to your accounts through an email scam, report it to Action Fraud. Their contact details can be found on Track 5. Visit www.getsafeonline.org for more advice on how to deal with scam emails, or look at the help pages of your email account provider. Good to know. To make a strong password, try using 3 random words with a combination of capital letters and numbers. Don't use any words or numbers that include personal information, such as your name, street name, house number, or date of birth. The National Cyber Security Centre provides information on how to stay safe online. Listen to Track 5 for their contact details.
Relationship scams. Dating websites and apps can be a great way to meet someone from the comfort of your own home. But always be careful. Some scammers use these platforms to win people's trust and take their money. What to watch out for? Someone asking for personal information, like your full name, address, date of birth, or bank details. Conversations that get personal very quickly. Someone who only tells you vague details about themselves and nothing that can be fact-checked. Someone who quickly suggests talking by email, text, or phone, rather than via the platform where you met them. Emotional stories in which someone asks for money, for example, claiming that they've fallen on hard times or that their relative is ill. Someone asking you to keep the relationship secret or trying to isolate you from your friends or family. Someone asking for money in order to come and visit you because they live far away. What to do? Report and block. If you become suspicious, most dating platforms and social media sites will let you report a member. You should also be able to block any members that make you feel uneasy or unsafe. Keep safe. If you arrange to meet someone, meet them in a public place and always let someone know where you'll be. Keep details private. Don't share too many personal details, such as your full name, date of birth, or bank details. Money matters. Don't send money to someone you've never met in person, no matter what reason they give or how long you've been speaking to them. Check them out. Have a good look at the person's profile and check they're genuine by putting their name, profile pictures, or any repeatedly used phrases and the term dating scam into your search engine. Who to contact? If you've lost money in a relationship scam, or you think you've been targeted, report it to Action Fraud. Their contact details can be found on track 5. Amy, who's 64, told us, "I found out Mum had sent over £1,000 to someone she'd met on Facebook."
Identity theft. Identity theft is when your personal information, like your name, date of birth or address, is stolen and used to commit acts of fraud. These could be things like raiding your bank account, buying goods in your name, or taking out loans or credit cards in your name. What to watch out for? Any unfamiliar activity in your bank accounts or missing money that you can't remember spending. Post arriving at your house for someone you don't know. Changes to your credit rating. For example, if you're refused a loan because your credit rating has worsened unexpectedly. You're told you're already claiming government benefits when you apply for them. You find out that a mobile phone contract has been set up in your name without your knowledge. Good to know. You can add two-factor authentication to help secure your accounts. This adds an extra layer of security. It requires another login credential and usually requires access to a device you own, such as your mobile phone. For example, a unique code might be sent to your phone that you need to log in to your account. What to do? Act quickly. Cancel any lost or stolen bank cards straight away. If your passport, driving license, or other personal information has been lost or stolen, contact the organisation that issued it immediately. Double check. If you're waiting for a new card or PIN, or a new identity document such as a passport, and it's not delivered, alert the organisation responsible straight away. Watch your account. Contact your bank immediately if there are any transactions on your account you don't recognise. Keep PINs and passwords safe. Don't write them down or tell them to anyone. Use strong passwords. Try not to use the same password for more than one account and avoid using obvious passwords or any personal information. Watch your cards. Always shield your PIN and never let your cards or card details out of your sight when using them to buy something or withdraw money. Stay safe online. Make sure your computer has up-to-date security software. Phone security. Lock your mobile phone with a PIN or password. If your phone is stolen, this will stop anyone getting the information on there. Bin carefully. Shred documents like bank statements and receipts before you throw them away. When you move, give your new address to your bank and other relevant organisations and ask Royal Mail, contact details on track 5, to redirect your post. Who to contact? Visit the Identity Theft section of the Action Fraud website, or call Action Fraud for further information on how to prevent identity theft. Contact the Citizens Advice Consumer Service for further advice. If your details have been stolen before, you might want to register with Fraud Prevention Organisation, CIFAS. For a small fee, it will alert its members to carry out further checks if someone applies for credit in your name. Sometimes fraud can be committed using the identity of people who have died. You can contact the bereavement register to remove the deceased person's details from mailing lists and the government's Tell Us Once service to inform all government departments of a person's death with just one call. Contact details for all those organisations can be found on Track 5. Jeff, who's 65, says, I received a parcel for someone I'd never heard of. The whole thing seemed a bit dodgy, so I spoke to the local police, who said I'd had my identity stolen.
Investment and pension scams. There are many ways that scammers persuade people to part with their pension, from promising investment opportunities that are simply too good to be true to giving false information. They may call several times and could even have details of any previous investments you've made. What to watch out for? Any cold calls about your pension. Companies that offer a loan, savings advance or cash back from your pension or talk about new investment techniques. Offers of investments in stocks and shares in wine, jewellery, carbon credits or land with rates of return that seem too good to be true or pressure you to act quickly. Offers of pension reviews or new ways to get hold of your pension income before the age of 55 in exchange for a fee, for example by transferring your savings to a different scheme. Legitimate products that seem overvalued, for example, shares that exist but have little or no resale value. Pyramid investment schemes, where you pay a fee to join and then need to recruit friends or relatives to get a return. Offers about investments in cryptocurrency or foreign exchange trading. Most cryptocurrencies aren't regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority, so they're not protected by the UK's Financial Services Compensation Scheme. What to do? Stay calm. If you get calls offering you investments or access to your pension, don't feel rushed or pressured to respond. Don't commit. Always seek advice before making decisions. Stop the call. If you feel pressured or if the caller won't take no for an answer, end the conversation. Don't be embarrassed to put the phone down. Think about foreign fraud. Be wary of dealing with companies based overseas. They could be located there to avoid important regulatory requirements. Check adverts carefully. Don't buy from newspaper adverts or marketing leaflets unless you're sure they're genuine. Celebrity endorsements can't always be trusted, as they can be easily faked. Listen to your doubts. If you think the offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Who to contact? Check whether companies are authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority. Check the scams warning list at www.fca.org.uk/scamsmart. Get independent pension advice. Contact the PensionWise service through MoneyHelper. You could also get advice from an independent financial advisor. You can find a list of registered advisors through MoneyHelper or the Personal Finance Society. You can report online scam ads on the Advertising Standards Authority's website. Contact details for all of those organisations can be found on Track 5.